More secrets? How about competence? What you don't know will hurt you. Now, your competence, what you know, obviously is under your core qualities that you need to become more charismatic. Lawrence J. Peter said, competence, like truth, beauty, and contact lenses, is in the eye of the beholder. So true. So what's your blind spot? Just because you were once on the top of your game, have talent and intelligence, does not mean you are competent. Even if you were the most competent person in your field, are the best in your industry, does not mean you're perceived that way. How are you perceived? Think about it. Are you sure? Not having a constant training and improvement program is like waiting to learn how to swim when you get in the water, waiting to find time to learn time management, or even learning about negotiation on the way to the negotiation. It just doesn't work. All competence erodes over time and becomes obsolete. What's the research tell us? When we don't feel competent or capable, it limits our ability to pursue our goals. When we do feel competent, it increases motivation, reduces fear, enhances charisma and leadership. It has also been discovered that there is a direct correlation between your intelligence and your income. There are three primary human needs: the need for autonomy, relatedness, and here it is, competence. And there are five critical competencies for today's business. Resources, organizes, plans, and has the ability to allocate resources. Interpersonal, the way you work with others. Information, the way you acquire and evaluate information. Systems, can you understand complex interrelationships? And of course, technology, can you work with a variety of technology? So what are we talking about here? The critical ingredient to radiate charisma and enhance your ability to influence others is to have comprehensive competence. This is in the area or topic where others expect you to have extensive knowledge or an expertise. It is hard to be a role model if your audience perceives that you have no idea what you're talking about or don't have the needed or perceived abilities. If they have not seen or heard you do what you're asking them to do, they are less willing to do what you ask them to do. True charismatics lead and model the correct way to do what they are asking others to do. Rebellion and resentment happen when you ask others to do things they know you aren't willing to do yourself. You have to set the standard, model the way, and be the example of competence before you become truly influential. Competence is your knowledge and your capability in your field. Competence comes from lifelong learning and experience. When someone is observing you, we subconsciously perceive and assign them a certain level of competency. These assumptions, whether they're true or not, are usually based on external factors. It could be title, position, height, clothes, or even your tone of voice. These first impressions are critical because they can influence whether or not you are perceived as competent. Can you really do what others expect of you? Can you deliver what you promise? Does your audience think you have the skills, the talent, the knowledge, and the resources? They'll find out eventually. Become and remain an expert in your field. One of the key ways to keep your competency on track is to be a continuous learner. Part of competence is learning from your mistakes and always using experience as a future tool of your expertise. We consider others to be competent when we see them continually learning and advancing their training and education. Become the best in your field. Make it obvious you are beyond proficient. You should know more about your subject than 99% of the population. You have to keep yourself aware of the changes or improvements in your industry so that you can always possess cutting-edge information. You will quickly lose your competence when your audience detects that they are more knowledgeable than you. You've heard it before, and you know it's true. Knowledge is power. Knowledge power is based on your expertise on a certain topic, system, or situation. Charisma is enhanced when you have more knowledge or expertise than your audience. For example, lawyers, mechanics, and pharmacists possess knowledge power. We rely on these professionals' opinions, believe what they say, and trust them because of their education or experience they have. This could also be called informational power. This informational power comes when you know something they need to know. It could be facts, information, or data. It could also be resources you have access to that increases your competence. For example, people, property, goods, or even services that are valued by others. As the saying goes, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Are you perceived as having the right affiliations? What connections do you have? Passion's a great thing to have, but without the perception of competence, you cannot radiate charisma or influence anyone. True competence is when you combine your ability, capabilities, and skills. When you have competence, it increases your expertise, enhances charisma, and commands respect from your audience. So, application. There are certain ways you can increase your competence and your perception of competence. Have someone endorse you or explain your qualifications. Make sure your office and external surroundings radiate competence. Keep your reputation untarnished. Getting others to refer you. Degrees, accreditation, and titles help with competence. Always have a definite opinion about your area of competence. Example, Fred Smith. Fred Smith, founder and CEO of FedEx, is a great example of competence. He built FedEx from the ground to over $37 billion a year and employs over 140,000 people. Fred Smith is a big believer in competence and in constant learning and education. He endorses taking the time and exerting the effort to always be learning and growing. He always wants everyone to learn the many lessons from history. He is a continuous learner and created a multi-billion dollar company in a new industry by creating a network through a central hub. By having competence, he created a demand for a new service that everyone today must have. The key to apply competence is to acquire patience. Nothing works perfectly the first time we learn it or try something new. Competence, both real and perceived, takes time to surface. Keep focused and keep learning until you feel you can demonstrate competence in your field. Know that short-term setbacks are part of the long-term success. Always remember the historical examples of Abe Lincoln, Thomas Edison, Winston Churchill, Benjamin Graham, or Babe Ruth. They always knew success was just one failure away. One final key is to become educated and informed in many topics outside your expertise. This can be beneficial in connecting, building rapport, and building future relationships.